How flimsy is this new bull market? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's fresh data out just now that show inflation is also cooling at the wholesale level. The producer price index actually fell 0.5% from June to July. It was expected to go up, along with yesterday's slight easing in retail price increases. This is a hint inflation may have peaked in June. Yet more people had to sign up for unemployment benefits in the last week. 262,000 new filings is the highest since November. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG.
It's kind of strange that we're actually sort of celebrating producer inflation that's running close to double digits as a victory at this point in time. It's a minor victory, but it's good news. What was less good news, of course, in the producer price index was what was going on with food prices. This suggests that the upward move in food prices is not over yet, and there still is some pipeline inflation in food. And that really is a huge issue, not only in the United States, but globally, where hunger and people's ability to pay for the basics of food and rent have been dramatically diminished.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG, thank you so much. The NASDAQ is now formally a bull market, ending its longest bear market since the great collapse of 2008 and 2009. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab joins us here with more. Kristen, let's take a step back first. What contributed to the NASDAQ's fall since March of this year?
The NASDAQ is a tech-heavy index. More than half of its weight is tech companies. And those are the very businesses that got a big investor boost during the early days of the pandemic, when so many people were sitting at home, working over Zoom and riding Pelotons and ordering stuff online. Once the world opened up again and people started spending more on services, the price of a lot of tech stocks started falling. The NASDAQ hit its recent low in June.
And here we are with the news that it's now popped back up 20% since then. A bull, apparently. What happened?
There's been a climb across major indexes because of investments in companies in tech and discretionary spending categories. And yesterday's better-than-expected consumer price index helps. Investors are hoping that if inflation cools, the Federal Reserve will be less aggressive with raising interest rates. But it's important to note that overall, the NASDAQ is still down 18% this year.
Yeah, since New Year's, I guess there are other reasons not to get too caught up with the return of the bull here.
Yes, with all the tech stocks, the NASDAQ tends to be more volatile. It's also August when trading volume is low. Also, and this is a big also, even though the world feels a bit more normal than it did a couple years ago, things are still pretty uncertain. There's Russia's war in Ukraine. COVID shutdowns are still threatening manufacturing in China and threatening productivity here in the U.S. And it's too early to say whether inflation has hit its peak.
All right. One more, Kristen. The NASDAQ, over 5 years, is still up 105%. The money's doubled for those who had that kind of time. The consumer price index out yesterday showed inflation cooling slightly, and there was an interesting detail regarding food prices. The cost of eating out has risen only about half as much as the cost of eating at home. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Eating is a necessity. Eating out is not. And that is one of the main reasons Sucharita Kodali at Forrester Research says restaurants have been slower to raise their prices.
If restaurants were to raise their prices too quickly, many of them would probably see people pulling back and going back to grocery stores.
Or going to another cheaper restaurant instead. Laura Veldkamp at Columbia Business School says the other thing is restaurants don't just base their prices on the cost of food.
The price that you pay for a restaurant meal helps to cover the rent. It helps to pay for all the servers.
And even though all of those costs are rising, they aren't rising as quickly as the cost of food.
We pass some of that along to the guest, for sure. We have to.
Dan Simons co-owns the Founding Farmers Restaurant Group.
But it's better for me to have less profit, and in some cases no profit, for what I hope is a short-term period.
In order to keep a good relationship with his customers. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Two of J.P. Morgan Chase's former top traders in gold have now been convicted of rigging gold prices, what's called spoofing, where you enter a trade you intend to quickly cancel to manipulate prices. That is illegal. The bank had already settled.
We With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We do stories about the unbanked, how people are economically marginalized by having no access to a bank account. Now to the cost of being unaddressed. According to data from Google, about 2 billion people, many in low-income parts of the world, have no listed address. Perhaps the neighborhood's not been mapped, or there are simply no street labels or house numbers. Now, Gambia in West Africa is rolling out a new system. The BBC's Nkechi Ogbonna reports.
Amadou Ba is one of many couriers in Serekunda, Gambia's main commercial city. It has a population of over 400,000. Because they don't have formal addresses, he relies on phone calls, descriptions and landmarks to make his deliveries. This comes with its challenges.
Some people don't know how to describe their places. So if they're giving you direction, it takes so long.
The reason addresses previously didn't exist is because the population found a way to cope without them. But Alaje Chune, project manager for Digital Addressing System Initiative at the Gambia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Economy, says they are in the process of introducing digital addresses with a view to introducing traditional street names and house numbers.
Now, from our end, we are working on providing all properties, household, businesses, to be assigned a digital unique address.
Digital addresses are known as plus codes, made up of a combination of 7 numbers and letters with a plus sign dividing them. They are pins that locate places on the map. The Gambian government has partnered with Google to create this navigation system for the country. Here is Jacqueline Rajwai, Geo Program Manager at Google.
Gambia was our first partnership on the African continent. So we think digital addressing solutions are going to be something we see more and more.
Google believes that it will be a challenge to assign house numbers and street names. This is because there are a number of high-density areas in most parts of the country, which is why the government has opted to initially start with digital addresses. The government is trying to grow e-commerce in a bid to diversify the country's economy. If the country continues to make these investments, Gambia's booming tech space could see businesses flourishing in the smiling coast of Africa.
That's Nkechi Ogbonna with our newsroom partner at the BBC. In the early 2000s, West Virginia used settlement money from a Verizon overcharging case to get street addresses to tens of thousands of people in rural parts of that state. In my home state of Maine, when you ask directions, a favorite line is, "You can't get there from here." In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.